Blog Talk Radio.
The
be interviewing Fortune. If you don't remember who they are this wonderful group that I'm actually going to play their track for you right now so you can get a little feel for them.
Think that yesterday we were only friends. Going through these messages, where do I begin?
Your love, your love, your love.
Oh girl,
your love, your love, your love
has got me feeling.
First you text, come over baby,
I reply okay.
Okay,
see you're in your birthday suit,
I see you.
I'm in love.
Shorty, what you think about me?
What you think?
Love about you.
I don't give a damn if you scream and shout it. Baby, I see.
Waiting for them to call in now. I just texted the number over to them. I was trying to get us all on the line at the same time, but we got disconnected. All right, so give them about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, Tone. For all of you who don't know, this is Tone. This is the gentleman who is actually bringing Fortune on. So if you guys are in Texas or you are any artist down south that needs to be able to get some interviews and things like that, go see my guy, Tone. Right, Tone?
Yes. Find me online or hit up Miss Diamond and she'll put you in touch with me.
So I'm going to let him get back to getting Fortune on the line. And everybody, just so you know, I do have a question for you because I'm sitting here. When I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, you know, I will say this. Last night, I literally went through all of my Twitter. When I say I went through all of my Twitter, I mean I went through all of my Twitter. And I made sure that I was following people who were following me. Anybody who was not following me, I stopped following. So and I did that. I made that conscious decision because I felt like if you're supporting me by following me, listening to the show, listening to, you know, great information about how to, you know, literally get in this business and how to approach certain people, then you deserve my follow. If you're not following me, why am I following you? I'm not doing you a bit of good following you and you not following me. So that was my executive decision last night. So I stayed up extra late just to make sure that I got everything done. So I'm kind of excited about that. But I'm also been, you know, kind of noticing, you know, a lot of gospel rappers coming into the scene. Like I just posted, if you did not see, on the Diamond Effect Show Facebook, there's actually a cypher, a female gospel rapping cypher that they did, which it really wasn't a cypher, but it was more like a collaboration. But I still support it. I posted it. I like, which I know is a little odd on Thursday. We're talking about some gospel. But I've noticed in the past couple of days that I've been getting a lot of gospel songs and things like that sent to me. So I might actually have to re-implement a Sunday. Where I actually can get some Sunday gospel going for you guys. However, I will say that is in the far future. Next month, I'm going to do all female month. Only because of the fact the lady MCs actually were the first people to give me love. When I said I was redoing the show and I was actually going to sit there and restart the show up, the lady MCs were the first people to actually send me tracks that were wanting to be played, and they were the ones that really put themselves out there. So I'm very proud to see the female MC movement growing. But gentlemen, don't sit there and sleep on it, or else you're going to be seeing the female MCs taking all your Grammys if you going to sleep on it. I'm just telling you. So I'm excited about the show today. So we're going to actually be, you know, interviewing Fortune, which the group is out of Milwaukee, from what I understand. So I'm excited about that. That's about an hour away from where I'm at. I am on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin, so I'm smack dab in between Milwaukee and Chicago. But this is still considered Chicagoland area. So don't sit there and sleep on it, everybody. This area is very fruitful with artists as well. However, you know, I play those who actually send me what I tell them to send me, which is an MP3 that is clean. And, you know, you're more than welcome to send it to me at thediamondeffectshow@gmail.com. Oh, by the way, Miami was beautiful. You know what I found very ironic, though? There were people in Miami complaining about the weather. It was 71 degrees, and they were talking about it's hot. I'm thinking to myself, like, man, dude, this is your spring summer weather. This is, like, my summer weather. This is your spring fall. This is my summer. And you talking about it's hot. Man, y'all need to get in some below zero weather so you can appreciate, truly appreciate some 71 degree weather, because I was appreciating it every day of the week. I'm just letting you know. If you didn't know, I'm telling you. So I'm excited. Wow. And also, just so you know, when the fellas get on, you actually can give them a call at 646-787-1641. And they will answer your calls. It looks like they're on the line. So let me sit there and welcome Fortune to the show. Hi, fellas. How are you?
How's it going?
Good.
Wonderful. So I hear you're from up in Milwaukee. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. We're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yay! My neighbor's up north. So can you tell me, each one of you, who you are and what actually got you into the business?
My name is Kal-El. I go by Cal from Fortune. I would say last year in May, we put the group together. We were just all really in, you know, we were all really in a, I wouldn't say a dark place, but just we wanted change. So we got together, we made the group, started doing music together. We've been, you know, in New York, we've been in Iowa, we're going to Atlanta and LA and stuff. So, yeah, we just put the group together. We wanted to, you know, just to change the scenery a little bit. We all come from musical backgrounds, so it wasn't too hard to put us together and get things going.
So, tell me about what your project is gonna do. Like, are you doing a full album, an EP? What's gonna go on next?
This is D Rose from Fortune. Since you asked, man, we do have EP coming up, okay? That's going to consist of about 5-7 songs. Pay close attention to it. There's a story all behind it. But all the process of that project, we're going to be putting out sporadic songs just so y'all can get the feel of Fortune, get it playing in your ear, so when we put the project, everybody can get it.
Okay, well, I have another question, and I would like all of you to actually answer, because of the simple fact, there is nobody that gets away from this question, so everybody has to have a good answer, and it's a question I ask every artist that comes on the show. I slaved away for 2 hours at a $10 an hour job. I've never heard of you, never heard your music, but yet you're asking me to go online and pay for, let's say, your EP. Give me one good reason why I should actually pay or buy or spend my last $20 on your music versus using it for something else.
This is This is Cal from Fortune. What sets us apart is the fact that the industry is missing emotion right now. So, you know, we all grew up on 90s R&B, Boyz II Men, Silk, Drew Hill, you know, Jodeci, that kind of thing. And the industry is missing that right now. You know, it's all about turn up. Even the slow tracks that come out are still not, they don't have that emotion behind them. So, if you know you want to, if you want feel good music and stuff like that, you have Trey Songz, you got Drake. But if you want that love music, that real '90s R&B feel, we are definitely the EP that you want to purchase. This is Chop from Fortune.
Okay, I was going to say, I only heard one. Who else is coming up today?
Yeah, here go the next one. This is Chop for Fortune. The reason that you would want to do something like that, because, I mean, just making it more personal for you, as Kal-El said, is more about the emotion. You know, that's what we're missing a lot in music now. It's now representing more of a sex, like a fast hookup or a link or something, or let's be quiet, creeping. We're trying to bring that sound of love back. You know, what happened to love? People still want to be loved, you know, but now it's just like, it's kind of like we're finding love in all the wrong places. So right now we're trying to bring that sound of love back, that you kind of making your partner or whoever you're trying to be with, you know, wait for a minute. You know, we're not just going to just link up. Let's talk to each other. Let's try to get in each other's minds. Let's see what we're on. What are your goals? You know, what do you want to do? Let's try to build something. So that's the sound we're trying to bring back right now. And I think that's going to reach a lot of people, because even those people that are searching in all the wrong places, you only searching because you want to be loved. You're bringing that sound back for you. So, yeah, spend that money.
I strongly agree with the other two guys. Gentlemen, just as you said, I mean, it's worth it. I mean, if you're going to put emotion in something, if you're going to put your all into something, I mean, this is singing. I can make you feel anything, any type of way by the words I'm singing and the way I would sing it. And the way we're singing it with passion. We're singing it with love. We're singing it with a sense of, hey, you might be the one. Let's talk. Because after all, communication is key. So that last $20 that you work in this job with, you can definitely benefit and feel what you need to feel at the end of the day by listening to our EP, most definitely. If you need to cling to a song, if you need something to say the words that you can't say, that's what our music does for you. So, yes, it's worth it, so spend that money.
Okay, I've the last R&B gentleman I had on this show, it just so happened I had saw something about 10 most influential hip-hop albums. And, of course, he's never really listened to hip-hop, which I wouldn't think he would. Well, then again, yes, I would, because you need to be diverse in this business. But I asked him what were the 10 most influential R&B albums he felt were out there. And so I'm going to ask you gentlemen to tell me, each one of you, what albums you feel are the top 10 most influential albums that really took R&B to the next level.
This is Cal from Fortune. A whole 10, huh? 10 albums. I would have to go, I mean, In My Own Words by Neo is definitely comes to mind. Neo is a great songwriter. He revolutionized what it was to tell a story. All of his videos were show and tell. You know, so I think that still had a little bit of the old school, you know, 90s R&B flair to it. It was more modern, but it was, you know, all in all, it was still love music, which is, again, what we feel the industry is missing right now. So I would definitely say Neo, you know, Music Soulchild, pretty much any of his albums have to be on there for sure. I would say, you know, of course, the Drew Hills, Drew World Order, you know, they got back to do that album. That was a phenomenal album. So those would be some of my top 10, but I'll let the other fellas fill the other 10 in.
Rose, honestly have to go with, if I had to, a lot of guys might not say it, but I'll say What's the 411 by Mary J. That was a serious album. Kind of perspective from a female standpoint on R&B. I honestly agree with he said Drew Hill, definitely Into the Drew was serious. Application of Lauryn Hill, that was because, again, from a woman's standpoint, women tend to have this crazy passion about stuff. So when they sing about it, it'd be crazy. And that album, definitely. I'd say Usher's My Way, even too. I think at least 12 Play. I got to go with Boyz II Men, the actual album number 2, Boyz II Men. I say Brown Sugar, D'Angelo. Man, can I keep going? I'll say Brandy. I'll say TLC. You know, Brian McKnight. What was that album for? But Tuition by Jamie Foxx. I mean, I can go on forever. So, yeah, I mean, you get the gist of it. You get the gist of it.
And this is Chop from Fortune. With me, I mean, I'm a big J. Cole fan. You know, he be spitting truth there. You know, with me just personally, like, the music that I actually listen to, like, you know, I'm driving in my car right now. What I listen to gospel music because, you know, it starts my day, you know, because all the music that we're hearing right now, you know, it's making your day start off more on like a, you know, almost like bang, bang, shoot them up. You want to just, like, go to work kind of amped up. And it's like, nah, you know, I need something mellow and inspirational to try to, like, get me in tune to start my day off positive, start it off right. And pretty much, you know, although J. Cole, he got that sound of just inspiration, that's the music that I like to hear, you know. And a lot of people are looking for that, you know. And yes, you were correct when you said, like, having being diverse. Yeah, we can hit it all. But more so of it's that sound that just make you feel good. We want some good feel-good music. So that's what, for me personally, that's what I'm like.
Actually, very shocked. Most of you actually, when you start naming your top 10, you did a lot of recent artists but you didn't even go backwards. Do you even listen to the, like, Motown air? Do you listen to, like, the Josephine Bakers?
So this is D-Rose. Most definitely. I mean, without them, the artists I named wouldn't exist. I was just going on by me being, you know, 82 and born in 87, coming up on the music that I came up with. You said inspirational to me. Now, true enough, don't get me wrong. I can go to Michael Jackson. I can go to Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Great music. Our great feel-good songs. And you're right, Motown, I mean, we can talk about the Temptations, talk about Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, you know. We can talk about Marvin Gaye's. We can talk about, yes, they did inspirational music, but what I was brought up on is what I was giving you, you know, in any words.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I chose those albums, but definitely I can go back to Nat Cole. I can go to even country if I needed to, you know, because music is music
mm-hmm.
in itself. Just talking about that emotion. You can feel emotion from any song. You know what I mean? As long as the words are correct and everything is a go on the song and it makes you feel a type of way, that's what we're aiming for. So that's why I gave you the artists that I gave you. Perspective, those were the ones who inspired me to actually put myself on the line from doing my music.
Okay, so in other words, so... Well, I mean, I didn't put like a time, like it had to be recent, it had to be in the past, but I definitely wanted to know because of the simple fact, you know, I think really timeless music was very much, I want to say, concrete or stamped or before R&B way before. You know, Drew Hill and things of that nature, because I think me personally, I think, yes, it does, gospel music is the root of R&B. So most people don't realize that it started in the church. Everything started in the church. Ducking, driving started in the church. But, you know, to kind of chronicalize, you know, top 10 albums, I would have sat there and me personally, I would have, I would say maybe Ray Charles, and then go into more like Marvin Gaye. And then I would say, going from their air, I would say probably the Temptations. Was a big thing. I would say Toni Braxton when she came out, that became a very big air of going to the next level for R&B. You know, just
you know,
me personally.
You're definitely
because,
right about that. You're definitely right about that because even Luther Vandross, for instance, Quincy Jones. I mean, these cats
mm-hmm.
who's got such giant footnotes in music. And then I say Erykah Badu. I mean, she brought back neo soul to the point where it was like, whoa, that was very inspirational. And then, you know, I mean, we're bringing up Mark Station, you know, and even all the old school science, talking about the four tops. I mean, talking about the, you know, saying a Funkadelics. If you really want to, I mean, Funkadelics and Marvin Gaye kind of had a whole spin on Rob Thicke track, which was that was a full track all in itself. So footnotes is serious.
Right. Well, you know, the reason why I bring that up is because I, like I said, the last R&B gentleman I had on here. He didn't even know those artists. He said he didn't like older music. And I felt that, you know,
he's cute.
When you ask what is the well, for me, I'm one of these people, if you want to tell me you're going to be an R&B singer, you should know the R&B past. One.
Agreed.
Especially
agreed.
When you say if that's all you listen to. I definitely do appreciate that you guys do have a large spectrum of what you listen to, because that lets me know you're a little bit more diverse and are looking to be more timeless music, which I like timeless music personally. I was brought up in, I was born in 84, so I got the large spectrum from the backward all the way to the forward. I'm the last of five kids, so whatever my brothers was listening to, I was listening to. So, and my uncles and my cousins. I got a huge family, so whatever they listened to, I was getting into. And it just so happens I was fortunate enough to live next to a DJ. So, when it comes to music, that's what I think of. You know, where is the music? Is it something that I'm going to remember for decades? So when I say, I would like to say this to you. So you're more into the timeless music than what I call the pop feel-good music right up today. Is that correct, gentlemen?
Yeah, that's definitely correct.
We don't shun it, though. We don't shun the music of today. We don't shun the pop. I mean, because there's a time and place for everything. So depending on the crowd, you know what I'm saying, you got to feel people out because, like I said, music is music and people want to feel a certain way. So, I mean, we definitely shun the pop. That what we stick is the soul.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I want to say, what in your next progression of what you want to do, for the next progression, which is your album, do you see yourselves being more signed after your EPK? Or do you feel that you guys want to stay on the independent side?
That hasn't really been something that we have, you know, discussed, so to speak. As of right now, we're independent. You know, if we can possibly get some kind of distribution deal through one of the major labels, then we can always stay independent and just have a, you know, distribution deal. But, you know, we're taking it a day at a time. We're staying focused, staying busy, and you know, when you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay, and because I don't want to negate this, because there's a lot of great things going on in Milwaukee that a lot of people don't know about. I know about some because I used to go up and judge for the Too Much Talent showcase. Can you give me a little bit of what you guys do for your community? Because I know there's a lot of, like, the Stop the Violence concerts that you guys have on V100 and things of that nature. But what are you gentlemen personally doing for to better your community?
This is Cal from Fortune. We actually just partnered up with it's a brand new endeavor here in Milwaukee. It's called Ties for Guys. So basically, you know, there are, you know, young men from the age 12 and up, you know, that are, you know, in poverty. They join the program. They, you know, they learn basic manners, you know, how to be a gentleman, you know, how to, you know, balance a checkbook, how to, you know, just do basic stuff. And then as you graduate, as you progress through the program, you actually get, you know, a tie. Different color ties. So it's kind of like, you know, black belts, yellow belts, that kind of thing in karate. It's the same kind of thing, but with ties. And it's, you know, it's a very, very positive endeavor. And the whole point of, you know, being part of that is to kind of break the cycle. You know, here in Milwaukee, we get a lot of, you know, younger kids, you know, ending up in jail or, you know, getting killed because they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. So to give the youth an outlet, you know, to be able to move past their circumstances is something that we definitely all came from and something that we are all very passionate about. Has a lot to do with why we got in the group, you know, to begin with. So, you know, that's definitely something that, that we're going to be working with here in the future.
So just that organization, I mean, there are quite a few of you.
Right. Well, whatever we put our, you know, our
efforts into, we always do it as a group, and we tend to take one task at a time. We don't want to fill our plate too much and lose focus on something. So for right now, that would be what we're mostly focusing on, is the Ties for Guys program, that partnership.
All right. Well, you know, I hear that you guys have some extra things you got to get done today. So I want to thank you for being on the show. I'm very excited to have you. Maybe when you drop your next single, and if you could send me a link to your EPK, I will definitely put it on the Diamond Effect Show's page, Facebook page. If you... You know, you guys can come on back anytime you like. I love my neighbors up north. I'm a huge Midwest fan. So anything dealing with Midwest, I'm on it. Be it I'm was born in Ohio and technically raised between Milwaukee and Chicago. I would love to have you guys come on anytime. And like I tell everybody, you know, if a radio station or something contacts me and lets me know they want your stuff, I always pass it on freely. So I'm not too sure if my guy, DJ Uncle F, he said he was going to reach out to you. But I definitely hope he does, because I want Boston to hear you.
That'll be dope. We appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. If you guys, like I said, come on. Whenever you guys want to come on, just let me know. Let Tone know, and I'll be glad to have you guys come back. And maybe, because I've been hinting on this, maybe you guys could come out to the neighborhood and sing for the ladies.
Absolutely.
In the future.
But yeah, shout out to Big Tone, to Music Info Group, for helping us, you know, get the interview. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a blast, and we will definitely come down there whenever you want us to do it. You know, we'll give you guys a show.
Yay! So I'm gonna let you guys get on with what you guys have planned for the next couple of minutes or hours. But like I said, I'm very honored to have you in the house, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
You're welcome. I will definitely, right now I'm going to actually put Fortune Song back on, because it's had them for so long. And I will see you guys after the song selection.
We'll be here.
Yesterday, we were only friends. Going through these messages, where do I begin?
Your love, your love, your love.
Oh girl,
your love, your love, your love
has got me feeling.
First you text, come over baby,
I reply okay.
Okay,
see you're in your birthday suit,
I say you're
door, let me take it down.
sound. Baby, right now, I love a girl when you make that sound. This was bound to happen, babe. You feel so good, I might not ever leave. You want me going deeper, babe. Deep is where I'm headed, babe. Deep until I hear you say, your body needs, licking you down to your fall to your knees. Got me thinking I'm in love. Shorty, what you think about me?
What you think about it, think about
baby,
it.
Baby, don't
think
you know?
About it.
That love about you,
love about you, love about you.
I don't give a damn if you scream and shout it, baby. I think
see. like you and you like me craving. Amazing and mind blowing. Girl, you got that bomb bomb, that ooh wee, that baby, let's make a movie. That good stuff and I loved it. All of my tea, baby. Don't be afraid, I got my hands on your waist. Rub your neck around my neck, girl. We about to have a good time. Settle down, let me show you the way.
Keeps telling me I'm saying their name wrong, and you know what? It doesn't matter. They're gonna make a fortune because they're doing timeless music. So I'm excited that they came on. I'm excited that they sat there and let me pick their brains. I just really love hearing great music. I might be an 80s baby thing, but I like. I used to listen to people like Erykah Badu, and I listened to Case. Oh, I used to love Case. Most people don't realize it. There's a actual song Case did, I think was Happily Ever After. And if you look at the video, his video girl was Beyonce before Destiny's Child really ended up kind of disbanding, the original Destiny's Child, not Michelle and Kelly, but the originals, which was Michelle, Kelly, LaToya Luckett, and I forget what the fourth young lady is, but she's on R&B Divas. However, they all four of them together made great music. I mean, great classical music. I just, you know, it was sad to see them disband. However, everybody got to grow up. Everybody has to grow their own way. And I will say most of them are not doing bad. I really do. When people want to talk about, you know, who has the better voice, me personally, I think Kelly Rowland does. She just doesn't get enough props for what she, what her voice is and who she is and what she does. But all to collectively, they're all great singers. I do want to sit there and say, if you guys have not been noticing, R&B is back, baby. It's coming back with a vengeance. In fact, there are actual R&B DJs out there. That's all they spend is R&B. And there's also a huge hip-hop gospel movement going on that is where it's actually kind of moving into the what they consider hip-hop realm, which is good because of the simple fact hip-hop has always been about stories and activism, and those are two big things that really categorize it as hip-hop. I will say, however, I am not too happy with the industry categorizing everybody as hip-hop. Me specifically, I think Iggy Azalea is not really hip-hop. I think she's more of a pop artist who has a hip-hop dialect. I will say call it a dialect because she's using the rhythms and things of that nature. There's a gentleman, Sammy Adams. I don't believe he's hip-hop. He's pop. There's a huge difference between hip-hop and pop. The hip-hop artists who become pop, you can see, like, T.I. is considered a pop, person because he's a very popular person, but his music is still hip-hop. It's still rooted in storylines talking about when he was, you know, back in the day when he was selling drugs, back in the day when he was on the streets, as well as what he does now with his family. I commend him for as they would consider it, keeping it real. I just really feel that the hip-hop era or hip-hop itself has not, it's changed into pop. It's not, me personally, I'm missing the lyrical aspects of hip-hop, the activism of hip-hop. I'm missing, like the gentleman said about R&B and the emotion is out of it. The emotion's out of hip-hop. The emotion's out of R&B. We don't have music that truly moves us. And I'll give you a great example of what happens when music truly is classical and it moves us. I'll give you a great example of Miguel. He did this song, Adore You. It was remnants of something out of Motown's era, and it blew up. I'll give you another one. Tory Lane did the beat. He actually took the beat from SWV, I want to say, and made Say It, and it blew up across the country because those people and the air and the music had emotion. It had a meaning. It had just everything. It was everything, okay? Even Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, I mean, they still play that to this day. It's classic because everybody has that emotion. They want to feel it. Everybody wants to enjoy the music, whether it makes you happy, sad, it fills you in the moment, it actually can describe something to you. I also feel that that's the reason why Eminem became so popular, because he, as he said in one of his songs, I think his second album, where as musicians, you take a moment, you hold it, you mold it, and you put words to it, and you really allow the fan to say something that they couldn't say for themselves, which is why he became so popular. When he kept, like his song, My Name Is, everybody was taking everybody's name, using it. They still do it. So I think it's a really good homage, as I would say, to what music really should be. So that's something I look for, just me. I do play a lot of music. I do listen to the music that I do play. Some of it, I will say, I don't have those feelings. However, somebody out there does. So I keep playing it. If you don't like it, definitely let me know because I will take it off my list. If you love it, let me know. It'll actually keep it on the list a lot further. But to actually get us on a more happier tune before we leave, I'm going to play my girl Saki Bomb. Panda, because I want to be a little turned up when I leave, because I got to I have to go to work this afternoon. Most people don't know. Yes, I do work outside of the industry, but I have to be at work and I be feeling tired. I need something to pick me up. So I only have a few minutes left. I will tell you, like I tell you every single episode, holla at a sister when you see me walking by. Not bye, but bye.
All right. I'm Saki Bomb, Brooklyn. Saki
phone. Double dutch of Fibonacci, got the money coming in and doing backstrokes. We just trying to get it, platinum pocket piss and rob the beat with a mask. They just want to call me asshole, cause I'm in it for the cash flow. It's an ad, we can make it last, listen, I ain't trying to get attached though. Shopping niggas on the back block, trying to get it with the half knot. Big footin' like fast block, getting heavy like a ass shot. Listen, I don't fuck around, put this pussy on a padlock. He gon' put his money on it, cause he know vagina never been a bad stop. And I never took a last spot. No, I never took a bad shot. No, I never took a bad shot. Bitch, I never took a bad shot. Still hanging from the ground. All that, no backboard. Where they need to take the mask off. Watch the front in the back door. He asked me if I'm the best. Yup, rewind fast forward. I'm a rose as I asked for. Spray ball, bitch, bad boy. And I'm headed throwing masks off. But them bars never slacked off. No, them bars never slacked off. No, these bars never slacked off. Wait, let me put my mask on. Two niggas with the fat show. Told his outfit they could please. Over your neck, put your back on. Bust it two times, bust it two times. Millie Rocker, we stack on. Bust it two times, bust it two times. Millie Rocker, we stack on. Now let me paint my mask on. Wait, let me paint my mask on. Yeah, I'm seizing them sads on. Yeah, I'm seizing them sads on. Classy dress when I'm focused. I'm running my country like POTUS. Yeah. Top of the mountain, I'm climbing, I'm focused. Now get out the park, cause they sent me a slogan. All of these clowns, though, this with the circus. Don't let me lit while I'm making my budget. Yeah. Wait, all of these clowns, though, this with the circus. Like, don't get me lit while I'm making my purchase, huh?
Saki, 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 bomb.
Saki,
Saki, bomb.
Don't they pay me?
Young
me.
Brooklyn, fuck me. What up, baby?
Oh.
Check it. Woo. Said I some broad to a letter. Battle I put with the hammer. Say credit cards in the scammer. Swipe up and back and back up like center. Baking soda, hammer. Coke Molly, Fenner. Pretty bitches with the banner. Hundred niggas, hundred hammers. I some broad to a letter. Battle I put with the hammer. Credit cards in the scammer. Swipe up and back up like center. Baking soda, hammer. 197 chintilla, panda. Pretty bitches with the banner. Hundred niggas, hundred hammers. In my bestie slips some Molly in my wine. Bitch, and I ain't sleep for 2 days.
Oh,
I think I'm losing track of time. Didn't realize it was a new day. Back and I'm better, I'm back in new leather. The mink drag, tee the member, whatever. When you wanna ride, sometimes I get severed. Everything a lesson, good bag, gotta stop. LLC in my logo,
okay?
All I need is new photos. I'm that bitch, but they know though.
Yeah.
Intercept me, y'all the polo.
Yeah.
But them brands don't make me. I can rock my own logo. Bomb lashes, you know them.
Bomb
lashes, that's promo. Said I'm good with the team,
good.
But I'm good when I'm sober.
I'm good.
And my sex so good,
good.
Gotta play at his drum. Floyd man, you caught him. Knock him out undefeated. Calls a big shuttle. Young Nick skin butter peeking. The young Nick skin butter peeking.